Hi there, my name's David Coe, and welcome to another podcast. I work at Origin, who are a silver Salesforce partner based in Nottingham. And today I'm going to be talking about digital transformation. It's been on my list of things to do for about 5 weeks now, not this podcast actually, but a blog post or a thought leadership piece around what does digital transformation actually mean to businesses? Are we really talking about business transformation rather than digital transformation? And why are we still talking about digital transformation? Surely in 2020, businesses have already transformed. They are already using platforms for email, for communication, for processes, efficiencies, etc. throughout the business. Well, apparently not. It's actually something that you see on a day-to-day basis. I think a lot of our customers have already been doing this. The fact that they're using Salesforce as a platform, and we tend to, more than 60% of our customers already are using Salesforce, and they come to us for enhancements or communities to actually make better use of the back office and actually produce stuff that they can then put in front of their customers, helping with self-serve, things like that. So that's our sort of expertise in terms of user experience around communities because of our background in web design. But looking into this, I mean, I've done some research because I need to do a thought leadership piece, the blog piece. So I thought I'd just have a bit of a rant and a conversation with myself, really, as much as anybody else, just to try and get some threads to hang things on. So I've got a few notes here in front of me. Customer centric is a phrase that I've been using for a long time. It's now out there in the common domain, something that everybody's trying to be more customer centric. And really that means not focusing on your own products, services, solutions, not getting too hung up on it, and actually thinking what benefit will my customers and their customers get from working with Origin, from working with Salesforce for buying a product, whether it's software or a hardware piece. Looking at the transformation you're doing to the business around, and I mean, the way I did a bit of research, and the way it's kind of positioned is, you first of all you do transformation that's around data, so you get your data in a situation that's been transformed. Then you look at your processes within the business and you look to make those as efficient as you can, so that's the digitizer, the transformation around your process. And then off the back of data and process, then you find that the business itself is transformed. So that's the kind of It's not the crawl, walk, run that I bore people to death with, but it's kind of some handles, I think, that you could put in place to find out when you're talking to a company how far they are along that process. If they haven't even started thinking about the way they're using data within the business, then they've only just started the journey. If they're not reimagining how they could change the business processes to be more efficient so that gives benefit to their customers, then they've not started the journey at all. The ROI around business transformation is usually the main driver, if I'm honest, and the ROI around any transformation around process it can be as little as a few months for some of the projects that we do with Salesforce. Oftentimes though, I love saying oftentimes just because it annoys people. It's one of my favorite Americanisms. But, I can't remember what I was saying now. I was talking about ROI. Omnichannel. Yeah, so in terms of the self-serve piece for customers, that again means that if people aren't contacting the call center, if they're not sending emails through, then you're immediately going to see savings in terms of time, people's time, and if you're scaling a business, not having to recruit more people because the same number of people can deal with the the noise that's going on, the communication that you need to do with your customers to move the business forward and to make sure that they're satisfied. So self-serve is one thing, but also around the different types, age range, demographics of your customer base. Everyone's not the same, everyone's got different platforms. So the phrase omnichannel, meaning people who would prefer to ring you up, people who prefer to email you, people who prefer to use the mobile, people who would rather communicate with you through social networks rather than through traditional communication channels. So all of this stuff is adding up to a journey that businesses need to make. That's whenever people talk about digital transformation, I find or I feel that they're spending far too much time talking about the technology and the platforms that they're putting in place. And winding it back to my own experience of internal communications at the back end of last millennium, what we found was that if you weren't engaging with people and explaining to them why you were doing things, then it was very, very hard to get people to buy into the changes that you're making. People don't like change. I mean, change is really important. I love change. I sometimes love change for the sake of change's sake, which is not necessarily a good thing. But what we found is we needed, from an internal comms perspective, to make sure that we had champions within the business who could drive forward the change we were trying to introduce. Usually this was around practices in terms of sales teams or delivery teams for service. Anybody who had a touch point with a customer, we were looking to introduce better ways of doing it. And then also from internal communications perspective, also in terms of making sure that people were not miscommunicating and that businesses were, the silos that you saw within businesses at that time were actually being able to break down those walls through extranets, intranets, that kind of thing. So I'll listen back to this and see whether it's given me any decent threads to hang my thought leadership piece around. But if you've got any comments, if you've got any thoughts, then share them, please, and I can introduce them into the blog that I will start writing now that I've done this podcast. Thanks for listening. Cheers. Bye.